Or that under the circumstances, he probably ought to write a letter to J. Edgar Hoover informing him of his vacation plans. The letter, the FBI summary of their conversation noted, will be predicated on the foolish rumors being circulated to the effect that Dr. Oppenheimer may leave the country, may be kidnapped, may be met by a Russian submarine, is planning a European vacation, etc. Oppenheimer obligingly sent Hoover a letter informing him of his plan to spend a 3 or 4 week sailing vacation in the Virgin Islands. Robert and his family boarded a flight for St. Croix on July 19, 1954, and from there they made their way to St. John, a pristine Caribbean island about the size of Manhattan, 21 square miles, with no more than 800 residents, 10% of whom were Continentals. In 1954, there might have been a couple of sailing sloops anchored in the bay. The island's one village and only commercial port, Cruz Bay, had several hundred people, mostly descendants of St. John's slave population. The only bar in the village, Mooey's, wouldn't be built for 2 years. The largest building, Mead's Inn, was a one-story West Indian gingerbread cottage. Peacocks and donkeys roamed the unpaved streets. Stepping off the ferry, the Oppenheimers found a jeep taxi to take them over dirt roads along the island's northern coast. Seeking anonymity, they passed by Keneal Plantation, the island's only upscale resort, developed by Lawrence S. Rockefeller, and drove to Trunk Bay's guest house, a primitive bed and breakfast lodge run by a longtime resident, Irva Bulan Thorpe. There were no phones, no electricity, and rooms for no more than a dozen guests. Seeking a solitary refuge, they had come to the right place. "They were sort of in a state of shock," recalled Irva Claire Denham, the daughter of the proprietor. "It was isolated enough so that people couldn't get at them. They were being careful about who they even talked to. Kitty was very protective. She was like a tigress when anybody approached him because he was willing to talk. When Kitty was in a foul mood, she often threw things, and the next morning Robert would go to see the Bulans and pay handsomely for the damage. Using Cruz Bay as their home port, the Oppenheimer spent the next 5 weeks sailing the Comanche in the waters around St. John and the neighboring British Virgin Islands. As late as August 25, 1954, the Bureau was still worried about a communist plot dubbed Operation Oppenheimer to whisk the Oppenheimers behind the Iron Curtain. According to the plan, an FBI report reads, Oppenheimer will first travel to England. From England, he will travel to France, and while in France, he will vanish into Soviet hands.